Winds light, becoming easterly 20 to 25 this evening. A high today and low tonight for Toronto, Hamilton, Oakville, Long Branch, Center Island, Oshawa, and West Hill, 30 and 25. For Malton, Brampton, and Richmond Hill, 28 and 22. A high Thursday, 25 to 30 degrees.
Our current thermometer reading is 29 degrees above zero, and the winds are calm. It's 28 before 12 on Toronto's most listened to radio station, CHUM.
On this wonderful Wednesday, stay tuned to CHUM.
28 before 12, and this is the kind of morning, this is the part of the morning, too, that I enjoy the most because I get a chance to talk to my girls and guys, too, on Open Line. Let's see if we can take our first call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, would you like to discuss something on Open Line?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Just a minute, I'll shut my radio off.
All right, we'll wait for you, dear.
I know it interferes.
Okay, dear, we'll wait for you.
How are you?
I'm very well. What would you like to discuss?
I wanted to know, could you help me out? Now, I know everybody that's listening will know my voice because I only ever spoke once to you. And I had everybody and his brother telling me about on the phone. But I wanted to know, could you tell me, do you think it would be best to leave my mother and just visit her once a month or every second week? I tell you, I was up there yesterday. I'm blind and I'm an epileptic. And I kept my mother for several years. And then she went to live with my sister for the last year and a half before she went to this home. This is the second time she's been in the home in a year and a half. But she, I don't know, she seems to have turned against me somehow or other. She doesn't seem to have any use for me whatsoever. So I was wondering, do you think that a month would be too far apart?
My
brothers and sisters don't bother with me either. I mean, I just take the cane and away I go.
Well, you're asking me something personal here,
yes.
And I think I don't like to get involved.
Oh, you just don't want to get involved?
Well,
in
no,
anything.
No, but I can say only this. I gather by your conversation that your mother is quite elderly, is that right?
Yes, that's right. She's 86.
We get into a great discussion now on senior citizens and what we can do with senior citizens to make them feel more wanted and more at home when we get into a discussion of this kind. And may I only say this, I think that if your mother is in a home and she is enjoying herself with people of her own age and of some of her own interests, I think this is far better, as long as she's happy, than to be with you. I don't think that you need feel that there any of the responsibility has been taken away from you.
I had her 27 years, and I can't seem to get
used to
the fact that we're gone, you
listen,
know.
She seems
to have the idea that I put her out.
No, this is the point. If she has this attitude, and if she feels this way, then you must assess whether it is unable for you, economically or physically impossible for you to look after your mother, then this must be explained. But I'm only talking in the instance where many elderly people live with their families for one reason or another, and it is never questioned.
No.
It is never tried. Oftentimes you might find out that these people would be far happier, and I mean this without any selfish intonations at all. I mean, I don't mean the idea that you're throwing your parents out of the house. I think that some of these people, and I've had it proven to me, are much happier amongst people of their own age groups, people with their own interests, and they feel that once again they belong to some peculiar little niche of society called our senior citizens.
She's picked up her fancy work again, and she's doing her fancy work.
Well, then perhaps this is just it.
And her meals are on time. I gave her meals on time, but she got away from it, and she's back onto her schedule.
After
again.
All, you know, if...
And she seems to be happier in herself.
Well,
I was wondering, do you think a month... I don't want her to think that I'm bitter towards her, though.
No, I would think that...
And I was wondering, do you think a month is too far apart?
No, I don't, except that I don't know your particular case. But generally speaking, I would say no. If your mother is happy, she's getting along well, I would say no, definitely no.
I have a big English sheepdog. You hear him barking?
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling.
I was going to tell you about my dog, too.
Okay, right.
He walks and he talks. He walks on his
good.
Back paws, you know, and he's 10 years old, and he's a great old pal.
Good. I'm so happy to have you call.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Would you hang on just a moment?
Yes.
Thank you. It's 24 minutes before 12.
Let's sing a song of Salada tea.
Sing a song of Salada. Fresh blended for livelier lift. Fresher when picked, fresher when packed. Fresh at your store, fresh when you pour. So sing a song of Salada. Fresh blended for livelier lift.
Be sure you see today's Toronto Star for money-saving news about Salada tea. An important bonus offer is being announced. Look for the good news about Salada tea. That's Salada tea, fresh blended for livelier lift. Clip and use the Salada coupon in today's Toronto Star on your next purchase of Salada tea.
So sing a song of Salada. Fresh blended for livelier lift. Salada, Salada tea.
23 before 12.
Blacker blacks, whiter whites. Only Philco Town & Country portable television gives you a picture so rich in contrast. Blacker blacks, whiter whites. Once you watch the new Philco Town & Country, you'll settle for no other portable. Blacker blacks, whiter whites. See the most brilliant picture in portable television with the new Philco Town & Country. Look for it in Weekend Magazine and at your dealers now.
Hey, it's... Boom, boom, boom. Hey, it's time for another call on Open Line. Hello.
Hello.
Would you like to discuss something this morning?
Yes, I would, John. I want to know... Now, I think that all you chaps there are amazing. And you know the chap that's on all night, you know, that...
Jay
before
Spark.
Al Belisca comes on.
Yeah, Jay Spark.
Yes. Well, now, why does he say the amazing Al Belisco, and then when Al comes on, he'll say, this is the amazing Al Belisco, just plain George. Now, I believe that George means an awful lot to his program. And now, I heard him this morning, and apparently George wasn't there to... help him out with the jokes or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was poor. And I think George deserves a lot of credit, too. And I don't see where Al's amazing, because I think you're all amazing.
Actually, we think we're amazing, too.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
No, I'm only kidding.
No, I really do, because I don't think you chaps give yourself the credit that you should.
Believe me, ma'am, we are probably, if you take us as a bunch per capita, we are the greatest hams in Toronto. We are sugar cured. We are have pineapple on the outside, cloves and brown sugar and honey dressing. By golly. But I do want to say one thing, that Al Belisca and George, this is getting quite serious now, mm-hmm. have been together for I don't know how many years.
Well, he did mention it one time, John. I think about 10 or 12 years or something.
Uh-huh.
I believe he did. I'm not quite sure.
Well.
But I don't think that you get it better tell him that. I don't think you should say, and then just plain George. I don't kind of care for that.
You don't think that Al should say just plain George to this guy, eh?
No.
Well,
because I think George is a very fine fellow, and I think he does a wonderful job.
Well,
and I mean, if Al didn't have him for to ask the questions about the jokes, well, that would be, he'd be kind of down on the heels.
Well, ma'am, I can only say that you should take this in the humor in which it is meant.
Well, I do. I really do. But I feel that maybe I'm too touchy. I feel that George is kind of slighted.
Oh, well, we'll see if we can fix up George in the morning, all right?
John.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Good morning.
Would you hang on for just 60 seconds?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. We're going to pay the rent here. It's 19 before 12.
The Redskins ride the warpath in Sitting Bull. See Sitting Bull, today's action-charged early show movie on Channel 7 Buffalo. Yes.
19 minutes before 12. 29 degrees, the winds are C-A-L-M calm.
More coffee, Uncle Ed?
Mm, yes, thanks. Joe, what's accent?
What's what?
Accent. Mary said she used it on our T-bones tonight. Is it a meat tenderizer?
No.
Is it a flavor additive?
No. Accent doesn't add flavor. It brings out the natural flavor of the meat itself.
Oh. Oh, well, then it's a flavor bringer-outer, hmm? How does that work, Joe, on steak, I mean?
Well, you know how good a T-bone tastes right next to the bone.
Yeah?
Well, Accent makes the whole steak taste that way. From stem to stern, it's full of good prime beef flavor.
Say, I think I'd better take a package of Accent home to your aunt.
What Accent does for steaks, it does for standing rib roasts and pot roasts, too. For individual steaks, shake a half teaspoon of Accent over each side after turning on the broiler. They'll taste richer and juicier in good prime beef flavor. That's the red package of Accent for a wonderful world of flavor through seasoning.
It's 18 minutes before 12. Hi, hello.
Hello.
Would you hang on just a second?
Yes, I will.
I tell you why. I have a guest in the studio, and I don't know whether you know this guest, but I'm going to give you a chance to ask him a question if you want. Now, I want you to listen. Have you got your radio on?
No, I just turned it off.
Oh, well, you can probably hear right over the phone, because I have a very important guest in the studio, and I want you to meet him. First of all, sir, what is your name?
My name is Jose Jimenez.
There you are, ma'am. There's our guest. Have you ever heard of this gentleman?
Of that particular one?
I don't know. What is your name again, sir?
Jose Jimenez.
Didn't you audition for a job here
once? That's all right. I don't know her either.
Didn't you audition here for a job as an announcer once?
Yes, I tried to, but I never heard back from them.
They didn't even give you the...
They didn't have the common decency to send me a rejection slip.
Well, rejections. Well, we usually figure that a rejection is, if you don't get that, it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. Is our young friend still with us?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Jose Jimenez here with us. Would you like to ask him a question?
Yeah, maybe I asked him that question, but I wanted to ask over the phone.
All right. What was it? We'll see. Maybe he knows.
How is it possible to get an apprenticeship?
Apprenticeship in what?
In a mechanic.
Do you know whether it's possible to get an apprenticeship?
You want to become a mechanic?
No, not me, but my son.
Oh, your son? What kind of a mechanic does he want to become?
Auto mechanic.
Just any kind of a mechanic?
No, auto, car.
Which kind?
Car.
Oh, automobiles?
That's right.
I see. Well, yes, I think it could be possible. How old is he?
21.
And what does he do now?
Oh, he's trying for 4 years to get one, and he wouldn't get a contract.
That's what he does now.
Nothing, looking for one.
I see.
I think that perhaps I should step in for Jose. I should say that he is not accustomed to our laws up here, and I think at 21 years of age, it is possible for your son to get an apprenticeship and become a car mechanic.
Okay? Now I would like to get serious, you know. I don't know, I'm thinking a lot about that, naturally, as a mother, and a worried mother. But I just can't understand how, if they don't train the young people, young lad who is willing and eager to learn that, how can they ever have enough licensed mechanics in the future?
Are you thinking that there is a problem in your
yes,
son?
Yes, there is. You see, in my opinion now, a big percentage of licensed mechanics are imported from Europe. But Canada can produce them alone. We have enough young lads here. I mean, I'm European myself, as you hear, you know, but I'm here quite some time. And my son has tried for a long time. First, he had some money saved. First, he worked. Mm-hmm. You know, when we just came over, he went to school a little bit, and then he had to work. Mm-hmm. He had some money saved. He went to a vocational training school, and it cost him quite some $500. Then he had a certificate. It was no use. Mm-hmm. Nobody recognizes it.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody told him to go and join an armored corps. He mm-hmm. gets some experience there.
Mm-hmm.
He done that. He has been 3 years in there. Mm-hmm. Now he's out for 4 weeks, and he is not able to get an apprenticeship. He's physically fit. He's a good worker. He wants to learn that. How can one become a licensed mechanic if he can learn?
Have you contacted the Department of Labor, ma'am?
Oh, yes. They gave him an application. He has his card. He went and made his chauffeur's license. He has just done everything. Well,
then, and what is holding him up, then?
He can't get a job. Nobody hires him. They all want license. Or at least 2, 3, or 4 years apprenticeship already.
Well, we've been talking about this on the show. This
that's right. That's why I heard it, and it was very interesting, and I thought I want to talk to say my point of view.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Would you hang on just a moment?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. 14 before 12.
There is a difference in coffees, an extravagant difference in flavor that only Uban gives you.
It's yours in both instant Uban, or if you prefer coffee in its traditional form, regular Uban. Rare aged Bucaramanga beans are the reason for Uban's darker color, deeper flavor, richer, more full-bodied aroma. These aged beans are added to Uban's already superior blend of coffee beans. From Brazil, Fancy Santos. From Mexico, Choice Coatepec. From Colombia, Costly Medellinos. This unique blend of superior Latin American coffee beans makes Uban the coffee you can serve with pride. Try it. From your very first cup, you'll enjoy an extravagant difference in flavor. Only Uban has it. You can enjoy it today. Deep, dark, delicious Uban. Instant or regular, Uban is the world's richest tasting coffee.
It's 13 minutes before 12. I have Jose Jimenez in the studio with me this morning. And evidently he's a flop as a radio announcer because he didn't get a job here. Why are you in Toronto?
I'm doing a show, a telemeter show.
A telemeter?
Yeah.
What is telemeter?
I don't know. I just come up here. I just do what I'm told.
You just do what you're told and you come up here?
They told me to come here and do a telemeter show Friday night.
Have you ever done a telemeter show?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know what it is.
What kind of a show is it? Is it an athletic show or a diving show or what?
It's a little bit of both. We dive into an athlete.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we do. It's a combination
show. Oh.
It's a nightclub show, and it's got, I'm with the McGuire sisters.
Oh, very, very entertaining people, too.
They are lovely.
Uh-huh. Three girls. What are you going to do with them all?
Well, we're broadcasting?
Yes, no, we are. I think this is a family type audience.
Yes. I'm going to be nice.
Are you going to sing?
Yes,
are you going to sing some of your songs that we've heard on records?
Some of the ones that I've made famous.
Uh-huh.
And such have made me love throughout the country. Some of the songs I introduced, you know.
Uh-huh.
My Funny Valentine.
Uh-huh.
China on Harvest Moon.
Oh, that's a good one. I like China. Have we got China on Harvest Moon?
Jingle Bells.
We have China on Harvest Moon somewhere. I like that song. You're going to sing some of these, eh?
Yeah.
We have a caller here at 11 minutes. Hello?
Hello?
Do you know Jose Jimenez?
Yes, I do.
What is your name? What is your name?
My name is Jose Jimenez.
No, what is your name?
My name is Mrs. Pets.
Mrs. what?
Mrs. Pets, P-E-T-T-S.
Mrs. Pets, I'd like you to meet Jose Jimenez.
Hello, Mrs. Pets.
Hello, how do you do?
Fine, darling, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. I enjoy watching you very much.
Oh, I would enjoy watching you.
Well, I don't know about that, but we don't see enough of you.
You don't? Well, they only allow you a certain limit on television.
Well, I don't think that your limit is enough. They should give you more.
Well, you're very sweet. I'm going to be with Danny Thomas pretty soon.
Steady or just for one evening?
Just for one evening.
One evening. When will that be?
I don't know. I just did the thing
on
Friday.
You don't know yet.
I don't know. It'll be about a month, I guess.
Well, I'll be watching for it.
Fine. Did you have a problem we could discuss, Mrs. Pets?
Yes. Am I going to discuss it with you?
Well, we could discuss it with Johnny and me, the both
of
us.
Well, that's fine. I had a complaint to make about our civil defense siren.
Oh, discuss it with Johnny.
Nice guy. Just be, he doesn't know the laws. What did you want to discuss?
I wanted to discuss the civil defense sirens. I had a complaint to make about them.
Yes? Uh-huh.
You'll have to talk louder. My ears are in bad condition on account of those civil defense sirens.
I see. Well, did you know that they went off on Monday?
They went off on Monday?
Yes.
I suppose I should say yes, but
that
I don't.
That was just before the bombing, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was, and that was what worried me so much.
Yeah.
No, are you complaining that they
I
went...
I think they should take better care of them and keep them covered up so that the moisture doesn't get at them and let them off.
Uh-huh.
I phoned the civil defense and apparently they said it didn't come under their care.
You mean it went off...
They said it took care of that.
Went off and they didn't
but,
know... But
the water had got in and short-circuited them.
You know, that's the scary thing. That's how World War III is going to start, right?
No, it is very frightening, and I say it didn't last too long, just long enough for me to realize what the siren was, but it did upset me, and I just felt that they should take better care of them.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Thank you for calling, Mrs. Pitts.
All right, fine.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Pitts.
Goodbye.
That's all the time we're going to take calls. We have two or three more minutes here, and I want to... Jose, you've brought in a book. You're now an author?
Oh,
photographic,
I guess so,
picture.
I brought in a book.
Hello, yeah. Every person. This is the end of my book. I'm looking out of. Go around the front, and I'll let you in. Yes. I haven't seen
it's
this on
funny.
The. I haven't. Is it really funny, eh?
You talk funny.
We should buy this book then, shouldn't we?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Why? It makes money in your pocket.
I know it. That's what's getting me in too much trouble, eh?
You're making too much money?
Oh, it's terrible. Every time I turn around, somebody gives me some money. And it's terrible. I don't know what to do with it. I got the chew boxes and cookie jars and everything all filled with money. I don't know what to do.
You know we're going to get 6 inches of snow here tonight?
Oh, well, good. And I'll take the money out of the boxes and fill it with snow and take it home. At least that has something valuable.
Jose, thank you so much. You didn't give me this book, but I'm going to keep it.
Oh, you just think
no,
so. No, you go ahead.
There's a copy of the book.
That's yours.
This is my name, Jose Jimenez. I would say get it if you can, and watch the Telemeter show, which you're doing Friday.
Yep, that's right.
And then all next week it'll be on Telemeter.
Mm-hmm.
You know that all of us don't have Telemeter in Toronto.
No,
so
no,
I said this morning, anybody that's got Telemeter and you know somebody out there, I'm going to mooch next week. I'm just going to go and knock on doors next week, see if I can get somebody to let me see
good.
The show.
Very good.
I hope I can see you. Thank you so much for dropping in.
Goodbye, Johnny.
Good luck for it.
Bye, Mrs.
7 minutes before 12.
Ever stop to think how much more your money can buy in a real drugstore? Value, selection, professional and personalized service. And for your family's health needs, it makes good sense to buy from a man whose training qualifies him to serve you best. For example, if you need a good dietary supplement, your Rexall druggist can supply you with Superplenamins, Rexall's premium quality multivitamin mineral product. Superplenamins are Canada's most popular multivitamin supplement to help maintain nutritional health and resistance to infection. They contain 9 vitamins, including vitamin B12 and many other minerals, plus liver concentrate. Remember, Superplenamins are sold only at your Rexall drugstore, where you can get value, selection, professional, and personalized service. That's why it's wise to buy all your health needs from a Rexall drugstore, from a qualified man who has an intimate knowledge of his products, products you may need to help maintain your family's good health.
That winds up this John's Brag Show for this Wednesday, February 21. Kind of an exciting day again. We had Jose Jimenez in the studio this morning with us, and just a truly very nice guy and a funny guy. talking to Mrs. Petz this morning, and I hope that any of the callers that were here while Jose was talking took it in the right humor again. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 till noon. Al Belisca follows the news.
Yours truly, C-H-U-N.
5 minutes to Jose Jimenez and Shine On Harvest Moon. Now Chum News for Silversteins.
Say Silversteins, rye bread, and do yourself a favor. Silversteins, rye bread, hearth baked for flavor. Serve sandwiches and cold cuts
with the best rye you can buy.
Don't ever ask for rye bread. Say Silversteins, real rye.
And Silverstein's rye bread makes marvelous toast, too. Silverstein's rye breads are a tradition with people who love good eating. They're hearth-baked to fresh, wholesome goodness. You'll enjoy every bite from the shiny outer crust right down to the last crumb. Because nobody knows how to bring out all the joyous, hearty taste of rye bread like Silverstein's.
Now, when it comes to rye bread, say Silverstein's real rye.
And remember, Silverstein's rye breads are delivered oven fresh daily to all Metropolitan Power supermarkets, Dominion stores, Pickering Farms, Basson's, and other fine food stores.
For Silverstein's, here's Peter Dickens, and he has news for you.
Barometer reading 29 degrees, winds calm. Toronto, more snow should start falling over winter-weary metro in the next few hours. By the time it lets up around midnight, there may be 4 inches or more on the ground. If it arrives on schedule, it'll have thrown an inch or so before the evening rush hour gets underway, and motorists will have to struggle home through conditions which have become all too familiar in recent weeks. There may be some drifting and blowing snow from 25-mile-an-hour easterly winds, and sections close to Lake Erie may get some freezing rain. This storm has left a foot of snow in the U.S. Midwest. It was their second wintry blast in 5 days and extends from Colorado to Ohio. Moscow. Soviet Premier Khrushchev and Russia's two cosmonauts, Yuri Gagarin and German Titov, have congratulated the U.S. on John Glenn's successful three-orbit space flight yesterday. Khrushchev suggested that the U.S. and Russia pool their resources to explore outer space. He said such a joint effort would be beneficial to the advance of science. Meanwhile, Glenn has been joined by two fellow astronauts at Grand Turk Island in the Bahamas, where he's relaxing and giving experts the details of his historic triple circuit of the Earth. The other astronauts are Donald Slayton and Scott Carpenter. Slayton, an Air Force major, is scheduled to be the next American to make an orbital space flight, probably sometime in April. Toronto, so many United Appeal agencies have recently gone to the city for financial help that the mayor and board of control decided today to hold a meeting with the United Appeal officials to find out what's going on. Stan Ranton reports from City Hall.
The demand for a meeting with the United Appeal bosses stemmed from a university settlement house plea for $15,000. Only last week, another such organization came to the board for money. The settlement house has also asked the United Appeal for $96,000, but the executive claims it will still end up in the hole. Controller Philip Gibbons replied that if the board was going to have a steady procession of United Appeal agencies coming to it for money, a general policy should be set. He suggested a meeting with the appeal officials was needed to find out why the agencies were not getting enough money. Controller Herbert Orliff protested that such a meeting would be futile because the United Appeal was raising as much as it could and giving every penny away. Mayor Phillips added that people might feel they don't have to give to the United Appeal if the city was going to look after its member charities. This is Stan Ranton, Chum News.
Ottawa, Chum's parliamentary correspondent Don Peacock reported this morning that there appears to be no doubt that former CCF-NDP House Leader Hazen Argue will join the Liberal Party. Peacock said that the transition will probably take place late this week or early next week after Liberal Leader Lester Pearson returns from a speaking trip. Peacock spoke briefly to Argue this morning just prior to his first appearance in the Commons since his resignation. Argue said that for the time being he will sit as an independent member of the House. Timmins' Leo Leacock, former clerk treasurer of Mountjoy Township near Timmins, was charged last night with a theft of over $21,000 in township funds. Leacock is scheduled to appear in magistrate's court today. Police said the charge against Leacock states that funds were misappropriated during the period from July 1958 to January 1962.